This week, though, the big story out of the Olympics is Simone Biles. Of course, defending Olympic champion. She removed herself from the team final gymnastics, citing her mental health. Now she has withdrawn from the individual all-around competition in order to focus on her mental health, according to USA Gymnastics. They say in their statement, "We wholeheartedly support Simone's decision and applaud her bravery in prioritizing her well-being. Her courage shows yet again why she is a role model for so many." And we have opinions. We're tossing it out yesterday, and I don't know if I feel great about them all. You see certainly social media blowing up, and everybody wants to chime in on this. And sometimes I feel like I'm unqualified to really give a full opinion, but it's what we do. But then we were thinking, wait, don't we know someone who has been in her shoes, who has actually won a gold medal in the Olympics? And we do. It's our old friend, Carly Patterson. She joined us now. I suppose here at training camp, we will say all training camp guests are brought to you by Globe Life Insurance. Carly, do you read me? Over.
I am here.
Hi, Carly.
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
It has been a while. We kicked Bob off the show.
I know. Guys, switch them out.
Shoot the gorilla.
Shoot the
gorilla. Are you sad that... that's what so many people think of when they hear your name now. When
after
we
all
it.
You've accomplished.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That is now what I'm known for. How
it's replaced,
fantastic.
Replaced Jane McGarry, though, right? Do we still have that drop?
Replace the Carly box, yeah.
Yeah, when Jane McGarry from Channel 5, I believe, scored herself a Wheaties box with Carly Patterson on it, she was quite taken.
Yeah, Carly box.
Yeah, that also fit into
all the P ones. Send me on Twitter. It's either Carly box or shoot the gorilla.
Okay, so you know where those particular tweets are coming from.
Oh yeah, always.
So before we even talk about all the other people's opinions, what is your thought as you saw this come out? What did Olympic champion Carly Patterson think of this situation?
You know, I was really in complete shock because I would have never guessed, never bet that anything would have played out this way. I thought for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that I would have bet, my life savings on that she would be leaving, the Olympics, making history, defending her title, them winning the team Olympic gold, and her basically winning all the gold, so I was completely shocked, just as much as anybody else, really.
And do you have an opinion? Do you want to weigh in on, do you think this is a good thing, a bad thing, a brave thing?
Like, is it okay to be critical of her? That sort of thing.
it's really crazy seeing all of the stuff come out right now. Like, you were either on one side or the other. Sorry, my baby's in my arms. You might hear him cough or toot or something, so I apologize.
Oh, nice.
It's not me.
Did you say or toot?
Yeah, mom say toot.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Fart.
How old? Oh, my. I think we heard. How old is he?
He is 5 months.
Oh, man, you're just pumping out those kids since you've been in studio with us, aren't you?
A fresh one.
I know, three of them. It's chaos. Let me know if you guys want to come over and babysit for me.
Yeah, you probably need a mental day. Huh, get it? Topical humor there.
Yeah, so, okay, anyways. It's just you're either on one side or you're on the other, and there's, no middle ground. Nobody can be right, it seems like. But here's the thing. For me, she is doing the hardest and most incredible gymnastics. So the thing about these vaults and what she started on the other night, she's doing Yurchenko entries, which is a round-off back handspring onto the vault. But the thing that's kind of crazy about them is the level of difficulty, obviously, most men can't even do these vaults that she's doing, and not even near as good. And so she's doing a different dismount off of the vault for each of these, but the same entry. So that can be super confusing, and it can get easily mixed up. So she's doing a double pike on one, and then a Yurchenko 2.5 twist on the other. And I think what has clearly and kind of started coming out now is she has the twisties, which basically means it's kind of like the yips in golf. And you lose your air sense, you lose your air awareness. And when you're doing skills like she's doing with the difficulty and the danger level, that can be very, very scary and very dangerous. And so ultimately, my opinion is that you, as an athlete, as you know, you're the person that, you know, ultimately makes the decisions for yourself. And I think as long as she is, you know, okay with, you know, ending her journey where it's at, then that's pretty much all that matters. And just, you know, taking care of herself.
So if you got, you described this as called the twisties, and it sounds like it's more commonly known in your world. If you had this, and let's say you were just practicing months ago, would you say you would take time off to get your head right? Or
I think,
do you fight through it type thing? That's what I'm, you know.
Right.
It's not like fighting through a muscle injury, right? Like that would be very bad because
yeah.
You could hurt yourself further. But you always think of mental as fight through it. That's just kind of what sports, it's part of sports, right? You just
historically,
never,
yes.
Yeah.
Right, right. And I think it depends, you know, because I can't say for certain, I don't know how she feels, and I don't know what it's like in her head right now, you know, and when she's at the end of the vault runway staring at the vault thinking like, I could die if I try this, you know? So if that's where her head's at, then that's really bad. And I don't know how you really fight through it, right? But if you were, let's say, at home and training in your normal gym, we're not at the Olympics here, and that's not the situation, and you can go back to, like, vaulting in the pit where it's safe, where you can kind of land on your head and not kill yourself. So I would think that that's what you would do to work out, you know, your mental block. You'd go back to the basics. You'd go back to the soft landings where you're not landing on the hard surfaces and afraid of really badly injuring yourself. But we can't do that in this situation because she's at the Olympics and there's no pits. There's no safe landings, really. So it's really, I mean, the only thing she could do would be going back to the basics today and kind of doing like a light training, light skills. But if she's, I find it hard to believe that if she is feeling this badly to where she's going to walk away from what she has worked for the last 5 years and, you know, wanting to defend a title. She could make history in the sport where nobody can even touch what she's done, right? So it's really hard to believe that it's not super serious mental-wise if she does not feel like she can continue on in these games.
This is Olympic gold medalist, gymnast Carly Patterson joining us here on The Ticket. And I don't think Dan and I are either trying to be hot take guy one way or the other. We're trying to find that middle ground. It's just kind of hard for me to wrap my head around. Again, this is just the way it's always been. When I think about other sports and particularly team sports, we were just all raised to think that you have to overcome the mental side of it to be an elite athlete. And especially in team sports, it's hard for me to reconcile that, and I'm trying not to be judgmental. I don't want to be judgmental about it, but especially when you have to look at the rest of your teammates and say, I'm just not with it today. It's just such a paradigm shift in the way we've thought about sports forever, and maybe this is just the beginning, and 10 years from now, it won't be strange if, you know, let's say a male athlete at team sport says, today's just not my day. It's just so different from the way that, you know, I and certainly you in an elite level was brought up.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, things are different now than they were, 17 years ago, 10 years ago. And once again, I kind of just go back to not being able to be in her shoes and in her, brain and literally know, you know, what's going on and how she's feeling as to why she is, you know, feels like she can't compete and like it's not safe to compete. But, you just think about it, how unfortunate it is, because I know that these things can happen and it's very serious. And it's just unfortunate that it's happening at the Olympic Games and not something that happened like a couple months ago when you were in the gym, where you had that time to fix it and go back and kind of really regroup mentally. And I just think she doesn't have that time at the Olympics to get her mental state back where it needs to be able to throw those massive and dangerous skills, within a day.
Dominique Moceanu had a tweet earlier where she had a video of a fall that she had. And she wrote, "I was a 14-year-old with a tibial stress fracture, left alone with no cervical spine exam after this fall." So she's 14. Mm-hmm. "I competed in the Olympic floor final minutes later. Simone Biles' decision demonstrates that we have a say in our own health. A say that I never felt I had as an Olympian." So that made me think this is now just a... that she's supporting this as a... it's part of the new player empowerment that we have in 2021 that was not mm-hmm. even thought of as a thing in the past.
Right.
And did you yeah. ever have something like that? Carrie Strug is another mm-hmm. one, right? That people...
Yeah.
point to now, and others say, yeah, well, she should have never been forced to do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, a similar story in one way and maybe not in the other was for me in 2003 at the World Championships, about six weeks before we left, I went and got my elbow checked out, and a doctor basically told me that the elbow's fractured and we needed to take 6 weeks off. Well, my coach and I decided we didn't have 6 weeks to take off because this was the biggest competition that I was going to be competing in up to date in my career. And me personally, I did not want to give up my spot because I was like, there's no way. I've trained all these years. I've come this far. This is my biggest competition. We're a year away from the Olympics. This is the World Championships and kind of my time to shine on the world stage for the first time. And so we kind of came up with our own plan, and that was not my coach saying, you know, you have to do this, you have to compete, go out there, you're competing on a broken elbow, I don't care. That was a mutual decision that we made together and something that I personally wanted to do. And I've always said this, and it's, you know, pretty well known now that I competed on a broken elbow. And I would do it again, but that was my choice. Now, if all of these other girls competing, and they wanted to say no but felt they couldn't, that's where the story is a little bit different, I guess, for mine. And I've always, in the last 5 years, counted myself really lucky and blessed that I, you know, had a good experience in gymnastics and a positive experience. And I can look back and 100%, you know, say that. And I talked to my coach yesterday, actually, because I was like, this is all just so crazy. And I can feel calm up today, and he's a mentor to me today. And so that's just the kind of relationship we always had. Now, was he hard on me at times? Absolutely, when he needed to be. But, I think things are just a little bit different. And now I'm losing my train of thought with where I was going with this story, but competing, you know, in 2003 on a broken elbow. So like I said, that was my choice. That wasn't my coach making me do that. And, for someone like Dominique Moceanu, she's been very vocal about her previous, her gymnastics career and, you know, not being okay with how her coaches were and how, you know, her training was and, that they were abusive. So,
well, even if it was a rambling train of thought, I think it was great, and I really appreciate your time.
We need a new liner, though.
Oh, that's right. New show, new liner.
Okay.
Would you like to give old Dan and Jake on the ticket a Carly Patterson Never Listen liner for us?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with how this goes?
Yeah. This is Carly Patterson, and I never listen to the Dan and Jake show? Is that what y'all? Is that what y'all call it?
How about do this?
Remind me.
Give us a reset that you're Olympic champion. This is Carly Patterson, and say, I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Okay. All right. You want me to say Olympic champion too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It'll make you sound a little too cocky, but we like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like you walk around saying that when you meet people, is it?
That's true. No, I don't.
At the mom's group or whatever you're in?
I certainly would.
Yeah, I would. Jeez. Yeah.
If anything, I hide it. My husband always tells me I'm the most awkward person when someone sees my Olympic rings tattoo, and they're like, were you in the Olympics? And I'm like, maybe.
Just a big fan. I'm like, stoked on the Olympics.
Yeah. He's like, just say yes, Carly.
Yeah, you probably heard of me, you know.
Yeah.
Carly Patterson.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. Oh, the gorilla girl. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket. We'll suffice for us.
Okay. Hey, this is Carly Patterson, Olympic champion, and I never listened to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
God, she's so full of herself. Just saying Olympic champion.
Pouting it all the time. Hey, and I didn't hear a single toot, so I think that went well.
Oh, good. Well, he did start coughing like a minute ago, choking.
But all right, well, yeah, go.
You persevered, just like with the broken elbow.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carly.
You know, multitasking. Thank you, guys.
All right, you're the best.
That helped.
No, it was great. That's Carly Patterson, as she likes to tell you, Olympic champion.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.